Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful bunker that he maintains somewhere deep in the heart of Florida is from Combat Speed LLC. It is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bell. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. Let's talk about when a student comes to you, right? And you probably, now you are your strong side carry guy, right? You're an outside the waistband carry guy.
Correct.
And you work everything around that setup for you because that's the way that works for you.
Correct.
Now, when you're looking out there at best practices, there's nobody out there that can honestly say, and in my opinion, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the whole strong side carry thing, to me, is the natural way to carry a gun, both from the safety standpoint and from the standpoint of ease of draw and all that other stuff. Although there are others that are faster, right? But they're not as safe. So when and that's the way you carry. The S-Dave rig has a slight drop from the loop to where the gun fits, right? Still riding high, still riding close to the body. It's a very well thought out holster. So when people show up and they're carrying appendix,
do you mind if I interrupt you for a second?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go way out. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Okay.
And just based on what you've said, your whole preface.
Yeah.
Are you comparing, like a right side straight drop outside the waistband draw stroke or mount from the holster compared to the appendix carrying draw stroke?
Well, I mean, any of them.
Is that where you're going
small
with?
Small back, appendix, cross body.
It's a very good topic. And cross draws, cross draw holsters.
Yeah.
We can get into all that, man. I'm excited, man. Go ahead, continue. I apologize for the interruption. I just got excited there for a second.
Well, I mean, I look at drawing a gun and reholstering a gun. That's the same. You know, most of your airliner accidents occur on the takeoff or the landing, which is the same thing to me as the unholster, you know, drawing the gun and reholstering the gun. Because that's the only time when your hand is near your body and the muzzle of your weapon is out of the holster for however long it is, and you may be in the general vicinity of that muzzle. And for me, strong side, to me, is the safest way to do it, simply because, in a gunfight situation, I would imagine that there's a few stressors going on with all that adrenaline dump, right?
True, but let me clarify about what you're referring to as strong side.
Yeah.
Because your strong side, as you're referencing strong side, is dependent on whether you're right-sided or left-sided.
Correct.
Follow me?
Dominant hand, yeah.
I just wanted to point that out.
Sure.
You know, because kind of like the way things were going, I didn't want people to think, you know, strong side meant right side. Your strong side is whatever you are individually, right-sided or left-sided. And you could be cross-dominant, too.
Right.
You know, you're ambidextrous. So,
on the ambidextrous side.
Please continue.
Yeah. So
I went a little too technical.
That's what you do. You're a gunfighting instructor. So with some people that come to you that are going to carry appendix, do you try to talk them out of it?
No. No, I don't do that, man. I don't really try to tell people what's what or dial them in on anything really specific. But what I will do is, as long as here's my position as far as techniques or methods, stuff like that. If it's a valid technique, now I don't care if I particularly like it or not, but if it's a valid technique and it applies, then I should know it and be able to perform it and perform it well, right? Whenever I choose to do it. I just may not choose ever to do it, but I'm going to practice it and I'm going to rehearse it and I'm going to own it. You understand?
Right.
Just in the off chance, because nobody has a crystal ball, that it may become, I may find myself in a very violent, immediate set of circumstances in which that specific action is the solution to the problem I'm facing. You see what I mean?
I do.
Nobody has a crystal ball. You just don't know. So my position is, if it's a valid technique, you should know it and be able to perform it well, right-sided or left-sided. But the issue in support of the right-sided and left-sided thing, that actually comes very easy to me because I am ambidextrous. I do all what I refer to as hard skills right-sided and soft skills left-sided. Like I write and eat and open doors or whatever left-sided, but right-sided, you know, I shoot right, bat right, chop wood right-sided. But, you know, I can go back and forth in respect to some things. So being proficient with the firearm or firearms in either hand for me comes a little easier, but even if you're just right-handed or right-sided and have to train and condition yourself to function left-sided as well as you can right-sided, then that's what you have in front of you. That's the problem you got to solve. You got to get on top of that.
Right.
Cool. Go ahead and continue, man.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at this from when I one of the things I seriously consider whenever I'm thinking about how I'm going to carry the gun, which for me, it's always going to be strong side, whether it's inside the waistband or outside the waistband, it's going to be strong side. With the inside the waistband thing, you know, I'm just not, the gun's just sitting there the whole time, as it is with the outside the waistband thing, except sometimes if I'm getting in the car or something, I might, in South Carolina, I can have the gun out, you know, like in the console or on the console as I'm driving around and have it more ready. So that'd be the only time I took it out. Now, I would not do it with the inside the waistband holster just because of the nature of the holster and the reholstering and all the other stuff because, like I said, I consider that to be the most unsafe thing, the most unsafe part of the whole carrying the gun experience is the pull it out, put it back. But I want to talk about the day-to-day with this and just get your impressions on this because I don't have the body shape to appendix carry, but there's a couple things I like about it, and I want to talk about that with you. Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on Facebook at S Dave Harrington, S space Dave space Harrington, and he's getting ready to throw some gigs together and everything. 2024, things are coming back out as he continues to heal up and recover and all that other stuff that goes along with, you know, that
aging thing
that continues on. Yes, but indeed, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom,
truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. We're talking about how you carry your gun. Now, it seems to me, Dave, that the people that carry appendix, is that the fastest draw there is?
Pretty much. Yes, I would agree with that. And it's not only because, you know, one or two individuals can really make that work, but it seems like, you know, there's a very large number of shooters that choose to you know, fire from appendix. And just across the board, they're generally much more quicker than anyone else that carries in any other manner. But the downside to it, of course, is going back into the holster.
Yeah.
You know, where actually is the muzzle? You know, some of these cats are, you know, carrying pretty deep. And, you know, another downside is how much and, well, you know, allow me to rephrase that.
Yeah.
How much of a holster do you actually have? Is it like a skeleton rig? Is it thick enough where it can, you know, act as a heat shield? You know, how much actual practicing can you do and heat the gun up pretty good and, you know, continue to function in that manner because of the heat?
Right.
So, you know, periodically you got to take a break, let the guns cool down or whatever.
Yeah.
Dip them in a bucket of water
I had not even thought about that part of it. I can just see. Well, here's the thing with it. This is the thing with it. For me, the whole shortcoming to appendix carry is reholstering the gun.
Well, it's a very real opportunity to shoot yourself in the lower guts.
Yeah.
Or, you know, clip your own femoral.
Well, I mean, most of these guys are running these big, what do they call them? You've seen those big rigs where they have a spare magazine attached to it. Now, I mean, the thing looks, it's nearly a foot wide. They stick it in the front of their pants.
It's almost like a little abdominal plate.
Yeah. But they stick it in,
abdominal shield.
They stick it in there, and it's riding low so that a T-shirt will cover it. That's the other part of it, because these are all concealment rigs. So when you're reholstering, you've got to make sure that that shirt tail is out of the way. But then for a split second, when you're sticking that gun back in the holster, you're going to be at an angle where you're muzzling your pelvic girdle. I mean, you're out there aiming at all kinds of things that no man wants.
I understand what you're saying, though.
And for me, that's
totally get it.
Yeah, that's what this is. And I see all. I mean, the holsters that come out and do it are outstanding. But I, you know, just that part of it.
That exact point of interest that you're, pun intended, pointing out.
Right.
There's only one solution for that, man. And the holster industry is going to have to kind of get behind, have to design an appendix rig that has a ballistic back plate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's...
So even if the dude NDs into his own holster, it'll direct it downwards, which still probably ain't going to be good, but it's going to be much better than shooting yourself in the guts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you run, you know, that's, you know, something, you know, a lot of people generally lose sight of. First of all, you got to take a look at what we're talking about, the appendix carry, and the skill level of the individuals performing or choosing to, one, have the confidence to choose to carry and work from that position.
Right.
And, you know, actually do it and do it proficiently, professionally, but more importantly, safely. But I believe the gear could come up to speed a little bit on providing some kind of ballistic protection, you know, like a ballistic backplate or something, developed along the lines of worst case scenario if you do indeed, you don't shoot yourself in the guts.
Right. Well,
and that's about the only thing I see, but I don't, you know, to answer, like, I think it was part B or C of your original question.
Right.
I don't place requirements on people. I make recommendations on the type of gear and the quality of gear that I would like them to have when they show up for training, because that facilitates the flow of training.
Right.
And it, not only the flow, but the smooth flow of training. And it kind of puts everybody, it's kind of a dual purpose thing. If everybody has, it levels the playing field, so to speak, because everybody's working with five rifle mags, everybody's working with five pistol mags.
Right.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yep.
And then therein lies the structure to whatever I'm trying to accomplish. But that's the basic loadout. So, and if it's safe, you know, based on how people choose to set their gear up and run it, and it makes sense, it's logical, and it makes sense, I'll let them run with it. If it's, you know, basically they're an accident waiting to happen, we discuss that on that level as well.
Right.
And then I will dictate how whatever needs to be done will be done, kind of a thing, especially while you're here. You understand what I mean?
I do.
I'm very, I have very rigid training guidance and safety standard operating procedures, all that's built in.
Right.
And safety is that you do 100% of the time. You know, some people have the impression that, yeah, man, I read the safety brief, so I'm good to go. Well, are you really? You know, safety's not, it's not something you just read and fire and forget. Safety is what you do 100% of the time based on your level of awareness and understanding of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how to do it properly so you don't blast yourself or somebody else.
Well, hold on right there. Yeah. Hold on right there. We're going to go to the next level as we get ready to come back. Super Dave, find him at on Facebook at sdaveharrington. Well, just sdaveharrington on Facebook. Find out what he's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump in New York State. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million, and it imposes a three-year ban on his business activities within New York State. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Biden commended Navalny's courage in confronting corruption and violence within Putin's government. Two juveniles have been charged in relation to the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which resulted in one death and 22 injuries earlier this week. Authorities say the juveniles are currently detained at a juvenile detention facility. They are facing a number of charges related to firearms and resisting arrest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back. This is Lock and Load, talking with S. Dave, Super Dave Harrington, and we were talking about how you carry your gun. Now, with you, right, when you're training people, and, you know, I watched this video where I believe it was Hackathorn was talking about this. Do you have them sign a waiver or anything, or do they have to sign a waiver to where they, because if somebody gets out there and they're doing something and they have an accident, are you liable for that because they're in your class?
Well, that's why you have insurance. You know, if any reputable firearms trainer today should have insurance.
Right.
If you don't have insurance, I don't really see how you're going to be able to function, especially on a national level, because most range facilities are going to ask to see, you know, or have you provide them a certificate of insurance, because they're not going to, certainly not going to allow you to show up and function under, you know, some form of umbrella mode on their insurance, you know,
right,
strapping on their facility insurance. That's not going to happen. And the fact of the matter is, I've had to deal with several negligent discharges, you know, over the years. Not a big deal. When they happened as safely as they possibly could have. Still no excuse for it happening.
Right.
And I would like to say this about that, the whole negligent discharge thing.
Right.
I'd like to think that I had something to do with changing, you know, people's mentality towards that whole issue back in the early 90s at Range 37, because it was, we operated and functioned under accidental discharge for quite a while. I mean, that was the standard. And then when I had the opportunity to plug in and have a say in how it should go, I got to thinking about the reality of guns going bang by themselves. Now, if you think about that, how is that even possible? So I started looking at the incidents and going over incident reports and blah, 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 counseling forms and safety board reports and how various incidents compared and what was the common thread. Well, the common thread was the individual was either overwhelmed with adrenaline, was task saturated, and could no longer focus on what he was doing. Therefore, you know, got out of sequence and bang. And basically, it's human error. Well, how do you describe human error? Especially if you're supposed to be working with a loaded firearm, you know? It's negligence, man.
Right.
And so I began calling it a negligent discharge, and that's how I wrote it up in the safety SOPs and blah, blah, blah. So that was an influence on a certain level. And I'm not saying, you know, that made it happen everywhere. But, you know, people, you know, it's a shared thing. But it's so true. But look at auto accidents. People have accidents, right?
Right.
Well, and then the first thing they try to do is figure out who was at fault. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Why call it an accident if somebody was at fault? Somebody was negligent. But anyway, it's a way of describing and dealing with human error on a level that can cause serious injury or death. And it's kind of like a mental buffer. So think about this. No, I'm not going to get that deep into that, man. What's next? What do we got next?
So, is there, of all the ways to carry, if somebody comes to you and they're fairly new.
Correct.
Fairly new. Is strong side, if you're thinking, okay, well, I've got to, if there's one that is the safest way to carry from the standpoint of what you're going to do to yourself accidentally, is strong side the best practice when it comes to that?
I would agree with that, yes. Strong side, straight drop. None of the crazy angles. Gun angle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be a straight drop.
Yep. Do you look at your holster when you reholster?
No, because I know where it is.
Right. But that's also a muscle memory thing, right?
No, it's because I know where my holster is. Sometimes I miss holstering.
Yeah.
Depending on my body position.
Right.
You know, if I'm like an awkward body position or something like that, I'll double stab the gun into the holster. No big deal.
Right.
But you should not have to look at the holster. It's a holster. But dig this. Do you really? If you have brand new gear and you're working with brand new gear and you feel like you need to look at the holster to put the gun in it,
right,
then do it. And the whole goal would be do it as many times as you need to until you no longer need to do that. And then stop doing it. I know that sounds fairly simple, but that's how it works.
Well, no, see, a lot of guys are going to get a holster. The thing about the S. Dave rig that Super Dave runs, which I have a copy of, the thing about it is it's a single loop holster. So it's not one on each side. It's one on the top behind it. And for that reason, no matter where your belt loops are, you can pretty much position it in the same spot on your hip just about every time you're sticking it on your body if you're going to put it on a belt.
Right.
And
yeah, body placement is consistency is critical.
Yeah. So that, I think that plays a big part in knowing where your holster is at. And that's probably why you designed it the way you designed it. Because some of these other holsters with a clip on, you know, a loop on either side, depending on where your belt loops fall, that's going to determine where you, you know, how you get the holster. Sometimes it's going to be a little further back. Sometimes it's going to come a little further up. But if you're on top of a belt loop, it's only going to go so far back or so far forward. And sometimes you got too many belt loops on your belt, on your pants. So I could see where that would play.
So cut them off.
Well, you could do that.
Cut them off your pants.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds silly, but that's how I buy my pants.
Yeah.
By evaluating their belt loops. If their belt loops support my gun gear, I'll buy those pants or shorts or whatever. If the belt loops are out of sync, they're out of sync.
Indeed.
See you later. No sale.
Yeah. Well, hold on for me, if you will. We got one more segment coming up. Super Dave Harrington.
Okay.
Find him at S. Dave Harrington on Facebook. Check out what he's got going on. Check out where his gigs may be coming from. He's always got something going on. He's got something coming up in Camden. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Just because Camden is Tactical Response. I am an alumnus of Tactical Response, so whenever he's going there, that always interests me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust.
The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Tell me about the gig you got coming up at Tactical Response. When is it, next month?
Correct. It's, I believe, the third weekend of March. It's the weekend of the 23rd, 24th.
Right.
It's a two-day integrated weapons program. And registration is still open until the 22nd, and in order to register, all you got to do is shoot me an email at superdaveharrington@gmail.com. Explain to me or reference Camden, Tennessee, and I will send you the information that you need to attend the program if you so choose. No worries. But I need to know. I'm going to shut the registration down and make a go, no-go decision on the 22nd.
Right.
Because I need to know how many bodies I have to work with at least 30 days out, because I need to do my timeline rehearsals. And I need to know exactly how many people I'm going to work with. So if that's the case, I've got to have a minimum number of bodies. And the minimum number is 8 with a max of 16. But we'll see what happens. I'm not sure where I'm at right now. But I'm looking forward to it. It's always an exciting day. A lot of what I do is, you know, I'll roll in, we'll get the initial meet and greet stuff out of the way, get organized, get individual evaluations done, individual, you know, skill assessment, exercises accomplished, and not only individual skill assessments, but I evaluate how well the crew works together to get things done, because that is the biggest part of the magic of what I do, is getting and accomplishing and creating the working environment based on the personalities and the number of live bodies that I put into the mix of the working problem, the right. Working shooting problem.
Right.
it's a lot of it's a lot of fun. I'm mentally burnt to a crisp normally when the gig's over.
Right.
But you know, I'll be rested up. I'll have my energy back and have my energy up for the gig. And they normally go real well. I've never had any, you know, skill related issues. And you had mentioned something earlier about working with entry level people or something like that, intermediate level.
Right.
Guys, normally, you know, I have no qualms, excuse me, about working with anyone of any skill level as long as they have the necessary equipment to accomplish what it is they want to accomplish. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Kit and equipment is necessary. The primary reason I enjoy working with entry-level people, or, you know, what I like to refer to as the average bear, is they come up with some of the purest observations about shooting and what they're doing because they don't know anything else. And they don't know, they're not influenced in any other way. So what you get is a pure observation from their perspective.
Right.
And they're like solid gold. Every time that's happened, it's like the reverse golden nugget. You know what I mean?
I do.
So, I really enjoy that. And I'll give you an example of one I pull off the top of my head. A buddy of mine, Dale Hall, and I'll throw Dale a bone. We were talking about something, and Dale goes, "Yeah, I agree with you, man, because the way I see it, hitting the target is the last thing you need to focus on learning about shooting." I was like, "Whoa, dude, would you say that again? Or can you say that again?" And he's like, "Yeah. You know, hitting the target is the last thing you need to learn about shooting." And I'm like, "Do you know how true that statement is?" And he goes, "No, not really." And I kind of had to explain it to him, but he didn't know how to explain his observation is the point I'm trying to make. You follow me?
I do.
And I asked him what, just, you know, in your own words, explain what you mean in any way you want. Well, he started focusing on, well, you know, you got to learn how to hold the gun steady first, you know? And I'm like, okay, continue. And then there's that whole aiming thing. And I knew he was going to hit a home run with this one, man. And then he's like, "You got to do all this stuff at the same time to hit the target." And I'm like, "So you could describe that as timing, right? Where you got to bring everything together at once when the gun goes bang."
Right.
Goes, yeah. But you got to worry about all this other stuff first. So really, if you're not that good of a shooter, you can't expect to hit the target every time you make the gun go bang, which is absolutely true. So now you start getting into the emotional content of shooting and what the individual's expectations are of themselves. You follow me?
Right.
And I'm not even going down that rabbit hole right now. But, again, I just wanted to reinforce the point. You know, sometimes the average bear comes up with a pure observation that's solid gold. And I love it when that happens.
Well, I mean, I think for somebody at your level where you don't think of from draw to, you know, sight acquisition, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. retrieve, you know, replace the gun, just, you know, pull a gun back, stick it back in your holster. You don't look at that right. as a component. There's no components into this. This is all just, it's a series of movements that you have put together and mastered.
A sequence.
Yeah.
Yes, sequence movement.
Right.
Or a sequence action.
Right. And the for somebody else coming in there, you know, like some people are out there, they're convinced they got to be able to draw the gun, you know, like wider, pop, you know, get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my...
Well, I think comparable to what you're describing.
Yep.
I think this was recently, like kind of like in the industry or in the community, there was this fascination with having a one-shot draw.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I don't, and that's about all I know about it.
The only thing I use that for is like if I'm telling somebody how, with a dot on a gun, I tell them to get the gun out of the holster and up on the target as fast as they can and to pause perceptibly until they see that dot on their target and then pull the trigger.
What's the distance to the target?
15 yards.
Well, at 15 yards, you don't have to tell them to pause, bro.
Yeah,
well. 15 yards is going to require them to pause.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, it's all about acquiring the dot. We're about to run out of time. That's the only reason I'm jumping in here.
Yeah, just shorten the range, bro. If you want them to make the decision to physically pause the gun to find the dot, just shorten the range, bro.
Gotcha.
You'll be all right.
Okay. Well, in any event, thank you very much for taking time to join me today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Mr.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Combat Pistol Craft with Super Dave Harrington. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.